Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hey everybody.
Hello.
This is... we're back, but you didn't know that. We're here.
We're here. Hello, for the first time.
This is a podcast that you listen to called Not Tonight.
Not Tonight.
Is the official name Not Tonight?
Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda.
That's like our official...
that's our official name.
Okay.
Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda. What's up?
This is us.
This is happening. We're a real podcast.
We have real sponsorships now, and we're making real money.
We still need to work on getting those microphones, but we're going to one of these days.
Give us a break. It's only our 23rd episode.
Yeah, we're broke, if anybody wanted to know.
Yeah, if you want to cash app us, or we can start a Patreon, then we'll be happy to buy some microphones.
Right? I am so broke, I can barely make rent. So, yeah, we do have a Patreon.
We do have one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Wait, I might be lying. Yeah, we do. Not Tonight Podcast, I think it's called. Or Not Tonight. I'll get back to you on that. Okay. I'm pretty sure we do. We definitely have a listener support page on our Anchor website.
Okay.
So, like, if you go to anchor.fm and search us.
If there's any sugar daddies that want to contribute so that we can buy some microphones, then... oh my god, I have an idea.
What?
Maybe I shouldn't say it on the podcast.
Maybe you shouldn't. What is it? Is it bad?
No, it's internet stuff.
Nope, not tonight. I know where you're going with this.
Some people wouldn't like it, but...
yeah. I don't think it's a time right now.
You guys figure out your own...
you know what we're talking about.
You guys figure out your own ways.
Anyway.
But for real, I would like a microphone. Because, honestly, I've been listening to podcasts a lot lately.
Yeah.
And they sound so much better.
It really does make a difference.
The only thing that bothers me about our podcasts, other than our voices, is that when I'm listening to it in the car sometimes, like, not when it's on the Bluetooth, but, like, in my car that doesn't have a radio, I have to just play it from my phone.
Oh, yeah, no
chance. I can't hear us.
Right. That's, like...
so unless you're listening, like, on Bluetooth or with some headphones...
headphones are fine, yeah.
It's
and that's
a bit rough.
Kind of where we originated it, being like a sleep podcast type of thing. But yeah, I listen to like the best quality podcast, in my opinion, sound wise, The Read.
The Read sounds really good. You can't even tell if they're on Zoom or whatever.
I know, not at all. They have amazing equipment. And My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
Those are like top two. And now, like, last podcast has always been good, but they're on Spotify now and they're good.
Armchair Expert is pretty good too.
I haven't listened to them in a while, but...
wow, well, you should listen to them.
I know. Becky told me, but...
yeah, I finished listening to
it. You did listen to it? Did you like it? Because Dax was getting on my nerves, but I like listening to his story.
Yeah, I fucked up.
All right.
So, I guess.
I like him as a person, but every once in a while he was getting
on
my nerves.
He was starting to get on my nerves a little bit too.
I think I see myself in him a little bit, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of like his kind of what some would call annoying, like, behaviors,
I was about to say,
or
he's
habits.
Annoying.
I share them. So yeah. I think that that's why sometimes he annoys me, because he reminds me of my annoying self.
I too want everyone to like me.
Me too.
I too think I'm cool for certain things, but other people probably don't really care.
Yeah, and sometimes I brag. Sometimes I brag.
Sometimes I hike.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's gonna have to be in our reference whenever we make a reference episode, we'll talk about hiking.
Hiking. We go hiking.
We probably go hiking.
We probably oops.
Sorry guys.
I wish that was a friend. It was just a baseball
that attack. Happened twice in the last episode. Mom's phone did it too.
Really?
Yeah. Was that our last episode with Mom?
Yeah.
How do you guys like that?
Oh my gosh, yeah. We need to rememorize something.
Yeah.
I have a lot of corrections corners with that episode, but I don't have my notes in front of me.
Me either, so. Oh, speaking of corrections from that episode.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Guys, I have an update, but Leroy's freaking me out, so we might have to take another... we can't take another break.
Let's take a quick break. Get
this
him
is our
under
first break. This will
control.
Be our first break.
Right.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back,
with
everybody.
Some tea.
Just, we're going to get Leroy situated, and you guys know the deal. Bye.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
How are you doing?
I think we've got it this time. I think
we're ready.
I think Leroy is distracted. You might hear a little noise, but it's better than what we had, okay?
Yep. That's what we're working with. Give us some grace in this hard time.
It's hard having a baby.
It's hard out here.
I was gonna tell y'all an update.
Oh my gosh, big update.
Big update.
Big update.
How should I start?
Well, apologies probably. I apologize. You set it up because I don't remember what we were calling
already. Well, y'all remember last episode I was giving an update about that boy Ivy that I had a thing for, and that I came on, I told you guys about it. I was excited about this boy named Ivy.
We talked about him and his wigs and everything.
Yeah.
Then him being on the podcast.
Yep.
Ew.
Then I came on and I gave y'all an update about how his, friend, yeah, you guys remember. So, I told you guys that I went and I liked her message.
I told you it was a little bit Tom Petty, but it all worked out a little bit.
I did it on purpose, but I apologize for it now because, well, this is what happened.
Wait.
Maybe I shouldn't say what happened, but I thought she was stalking me, so I messaged her.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And
you said basically what's good.
Right. But she was actually not...
You thought she was trying to try you, but she actually, it was something different.
She had a big update. She had some mess. She had the mess.
They talked.
Some tea for me. We talked.
A lot of tea.
We talked on the phone, and it turns out that Ivy is a sociopath.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
Well, that's a big accusation, but...
He's a liar.
There's some tendencies about lying.
A liar.
And not caring about other people's emotions.
Yeah. So he was he was with her the whole time. Pretty much. Almost the whole time. Probably half the time. Because it was like a month. Probably half of that month. He was with this girl. And I didn't know.
Lying.
And she didn't know. He had told her that he cut me off. He had told me that he cut her off.
Wow.
And he was just seeing us both.
At the same time. And I thought she was being a bitch at first. So I talked some trash too and I apologized.
Because I
think
too.
I said she was dumb. And I think I said she reminded me of Jody Arias. I was just spitting out allegations. I was looking after Linda because she's my sister. And the way it was portrayed to me sounded like she was going a little bit apeshit. So I wanted to clarify that it turns out she wasn't going apeshit. She had good reason to talk. And
she had good reason to be stalking me if she was, but she wasn't. She even said on the phone, when we talked on the phone, she was like, I don't want you to think that I was like trying to stalk you or whatever. And I was like, I mean...
Well,
yeah, I saw that you watched my stories a couple times, so I figured that you wanted to know something. But
right.
And she was like, yeah, I just had a vibe. Like, I just had a feeling. And I was like, yeah, I get
that. I've been there, yeah.
I get the feeling.
I get that feeling. Every time.
Can't stop the feeling. Is that a song?
Can't stop.
The feeling?
Can't stop. That's like a Justin Timberlake.
Feel it in my body. Oh, yeah, they sing that in Trolls.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Because he's in Trolls.
Justin?
Yeah.
What is he?
He's a troll.
A rocker?
He's a pop troll. His name is Branch.
Oh, Branch. Mm-hmm. Wow, I want to watch it.
You would love it. Oh my god, you would love
Trolls. I would love the funk trolls. I know. I like those little EDM trolls that I saw in the water.
Yep.
I've only seen like little blips of the movie, but yeah.
There's classical trolls. You would like the flute. You would like
are there the whole cellists?
And probably
orchestra?
Yeah. They don't have a big part in the movie, but there is like a little orchestra troll.
Hey, I am here for the
K-pop.
Kid movies.
There's K-pop trolls.
Yes.
And there's reggaeton.
Yes.
Trolls.
And I love K-pop and reggaeton.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty good. Anyways, what were we talking about? That girl. So, I'm apologize to that girl, and in case she ever listens to this, because honestly, she might, because this one of the stories that she watched was me posting a thing for our episode.
Oh, fudge.
So, if she was real curious, she could have gone and listened to it.
Maybe that's episode. Why she reached out to you, because she did listen to it and was like, what?
Do you think?
Could have. I mean, if she's a true murderino or a stalkerino, I mean, any girl that knows how to work Instagram can stalk somebody's life real quick.
I mean,
if they're
cheating
on your
you. We know that.
Like, we all know that.
We know how to do it.
It's very easy. So
yeah, yes. It's very easy, by the way, boys.
Very
so
easy.
Don't think you're smart because you're so stupid.
Every time I've been cheated on, I've caught them.
Yeah.
Not in the act, but I've found the receipts.
Yeah, I love finding the receipts, but she found the receipts, so. What were you saying about her?
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Basically,
and a murderino, by the way, isn't calling you a murderer. A murderino is a girl who stays away from murder. Because you called her a murderino.
What?
I don't want her to think that we were calling her a murderer.
Oh, no. Murderino is a good thing. It's like somebody just does their research, man.
If you hear this, hey, girl. Sorry.
Hey, girl. Whoops.
Whoops.
It was actually the other person's fault.
It was actually... Let's talk about that for a second, guys. He is not cool.
He totally played both of y'all.
And he played me as a friend.
I've
known
him
since
third grade.
And he talked
shit about both of y'all to the other one.
Yeah, he talked mad shit about me. He called me ratchet. We won't get into that.
I don't want to get into it because it's going to piss me off.
If anyone is ratchet.
But I have news, Blue Ivy. You want to talk to me? You want to talk to me? Because I have something for you. If you want to talk to me.
You talking to me?
Yeah. I think it's in your best interest not to talk to me.
I have a feeling he's going to try and talk. If she confronts him, I have a feeling he's going to try and talk to me some bullshit. I just have a funny feeling because that's what he did the last time.
I wouldn't even give him the time of day.
No, I would definitely answer the phone and be like,
let me answer.
What do you
let
have to
me
say?
Answer
no,
because I knew from day one there was something off with him.
I would not let you answer, but I would answer.
Why not?
Because that's immature. Why would I have my sister answer the phone?
Well, yeah, that is pretty immature, but I have something to say.
You gotta write him a letter.
No, I don't have it like that. But if he ever wants to talk, I have something to tell him. A few things.
Well, I'm glad.
Actually, I have like 20 things.
I'm glad that she knows now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was messy, guys. I'm sorry. I'll never bring up another boy again because
that was
they
like
obviously
a hot mess central.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a hot mess corner. We got a messy corner.
Do you have any more
mess?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
in your life?
I don't like to talk about my life. Yeah, I got all the mess. Everybody's got mess. But no, what am I willing to talk about? Not much, sis.
Well, I'm trying to think if I have any more mess because I really like it, but I don't think I do at this time.
I do have so much, but I can't.
I need to find some new boyfriends now.
Yeah. Or not. Just like.
I mean, yeah, probably not. You're
just
right.
Just work on yourself. I mean, I need to work on myself.
Apparently, I'm fat, so maybe I should go on a diet.
No, that boy can go fuck himself.
I'm not
for real.
Fat.
She's not fat.
He
She's
must
beautiful.
Be blind.
He's.
I think he needs to get his eyes checked.
I think he needs to do a lot.
It's the bad vision for me.
I'm not even going to be mean right now, but I could say a lot. There's a lot for me. There's a lot for me.
There is a lot for me too, but it really is.
I could be really mean right now, but I'm not going to be.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
I'll write it in my journal.
Subject, because it's like really hard for me to bite my tongue when I get pissed like this. And I'm just looking out for my sister, y'all. Like, I'm a pretty chill person, but when somebody does somebody else wrong like that, it really irks my nerves. Like, that is some shady
it's
bullshit
fucked
that
up.
You
it
didn't
doesn't
deserve.
It doesn't irk my nerves that much, but it is fucked up.
It irks my nerves, like, to the point
it's
where
shocking.
I want to tell them how I feel about it, but I also realize that it's really not, I don't need to seek that out. Sure, if he ever comes across my path, I will have something to say, but.
He told her about the psychic when we went to the psychic.
Oh my god, I forgot what they said about it.
But he told her that he didn't tell her that he went with me, he just told her he went to a psychic and that the psychic is everything that she said was like pointing to their relationship, which is not true.
Oh my god.
Not what the psychic said, but it's not funny that he said that to her, but I'm telling what is funny is that the psychic did not say that.
Oh my god.
So
what is
I just thought that was funny.
What did the psychic say? I remember something about like more than one person, three people or something.
I'm trying to remember now. I'm getting it mixed up with mine and yours now that I know that Great. You went. So, but I remember thinking at the time because he asked about the lady said that he had three people who are like in love with, or not in love with him, but three people who are
like romantic interests.
Yeah. So obviously one is her. So he asked about that, and
but we didn't know who the third was.
No, I don't know who the third was. Maybe it was another girl some that she other told girl me was about. Playing. Yeah, she told me about another girl, so maybe it was her.
God,
get not in this time. Like, I guess that was old shit, like last year or whatever. But anyways, so maybe it was her. But yeah. What was I saying? Oh, the psychic said something. He asked about it, and she said that the person cares about you, like deeply or whatever, but. It's maybe not the right thing. Something like along those lines is what I remember.
Okay. Well.
So it wasn't exactly what he said, but.
I don't even know about him anymore. I don't really like him. And I don't even. Yeah. He's just going to spend anything that he wants in his own
and
direction.
And he showed her like the crystal that I gave him, which I want back.
That is jacked.
And do you want to know the worst thing? Yes. Other than the fact that I gave him his $100 back, which I should have kept.
Well, that was good karma, though.
It was, but I don't really care. I wish I would have kept it. Because that would have been karma to him in a little bit. But what was I going to say? Fuck.
So you said the most worst fucked up part.
For his fucking birthday, got him something, first of all, which I shouldn't have gotten anything.
Oh, yeah.
I got him a Funkadelic record.
That's like... Did you give it to him?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you hadn't.
I know. And it was...
Which
beautiful
one?
Artwork on it.
Which album?
I would have to
Maggot
see.
Maggot Brain?
No, I wish. No. I wish I could find that. No, I don't remember which one it was, album. But it was like crazy artwork on it. Like I would have to see the
They have record. So many. Funkadelic put out a lot of music. So,
I know, George and Clinton? He didn't even know who they were.
Oh my God, Linda, what is wrong with you?
He liked it. He really liked it because of the artwork or whatever, and he said that he'll listen to it and he thinks it'll be
he
cool.
Probably
he
probably is sitting under a bed somewhere. Oh my
God. I know. I should rob him and get it back.
No, you shouldn't, but...
Well, because you want to know what fuck-ass album he gave me?
Avril Lavigne?
No.
Bitch.
That, you saw it. The girl, it was on the kitchen table, and what song?
Fucking Susie and the Banshees?
No. Not even that cool.
I don't remember her name.
I don't either.
Mom knew it was.
Either, but I'll have to look.
It was some...
I'll have to take a picture of it and
post
it on the Instagram.
It was some sneaker ass bitch.
When I get home.
Linda
No, it was like a lady in a dress, and she had... Her song was something about... Fuck, man. I can't
Linda
think.
Linda Miller or something.
I cannot think. I'll take a picture of it when I get home.
Remember... Do you know Juice Newton?
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, we can't play it right now.
I know. But I died laughing the first time I found a Juice Newton album in one of my friend's parents' car, and I was like, Juice Newton? She sings Angel of the Morning, not the original.
There's a stink bug behind you. You need to take care of that before I freak
Where?
Out.
Where?
It's crawling on the chair. On the top of the chair. The wooden part of the chair. Yeah, he's
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I hate the noise of your finger
it's
touching
really
them.
It's really not that bad.
Oh, it's like a crunching noise.
Ew. Okay. Anyway.
Juice Newton?
Yeah.
That's a band?
It's her name.
It's a girl?
Yeah, she looks like this.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. She sings like covers, kind of. She sings Angel of the Morning. I can play like 7 seconds of it, right? What's that? Add.
Oh, turn the ad down.
No,
get out of here.
Yeah.
Linster. Reminds me of that Linster. From that voice, that guy's voice.
Ew, yes, Mudavi.
Yeah.
Evil Mudavi.
All right, in the reference episode we make one day, we'll talk about Mudavi.
Mudavi is something.
Make a note of that.
Big in our lives. It's a pretty Mudavi. Big deal.
Anyways.
Mudavi and Naaman. Remember Naaman.
Yeah, remember Naaman, you guys. You guys, make... I know you don't know what we're talking about, but... This is the 7 seconds that you're choosing to play?
No.
Okay, I get it. I like it. I think I'll like it.
But her name is Juice Newton. That's...
Her voice kind of sounded like Linda
it's
Ronstadt.
It's Juice Newton for me. The name. Just the name. Yeah, it does sound like Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt's better, but...
All right, well, you're not going to chew the tennis ball into the mic this time.
It's just the name Juice Newton for me that I love.
Juice Newton, yeah.
It's the best name.
How does she spell it?
Juice
Newton, for real.
N-E-W-T-O-N. T-O-N, yeah.
So she spells Juice the right way.
Straight up Juice Newton.
All right, wow. Yeah. Well, no, the record wasn't Juice Newton. It was some other fuck-ass bitch.
What? Oh, Linda something.
It wasn't Linda. It was like... Look up Betty Davis eyes. Betty or some
Betty
shit
Davis
like
eyes?
Maybe not Betty Davis eyes, but some shit like that.
I think you're right.
Is it?
I don't know.
Did you
Google Kim Carnes?
Yes, that's what it was. That's the record that you got.
I don't even fucking know this song. But everybody always talks about it.
He played it for me.
Okay.
Alright, it's
whatever.
Not that good, bro.
We can
but
do
that's
better.
The record that he gave me.
Kim
so. He told me I would dig her. He told me that I would think she was really cool. She's like a vibe.
Whatever.
I never listened to it.
Tovlo is way better.
Tovlo is way better. Betty Davis eyes.
She could kill it. I gotta hear this part real quick when she goes like this.
Alright, that's all we can play.
I love how she moves her... She just gets into it like this.
Yeah, I guess. She kind of looks like a robot.
I like... That's how I would sing it, though, man. I love that song.
Betty Davis eyes. I gotta say, though, I mean, he did... If there's any positive thing that came from that, we did share a lot of good music with each other. I mean, we did.
Well, it sounds like he gave you a bullshit album and you gave him a
that,
good
no,
album.
No. That album was bullshit, but I mean, like, just in the car playing each other's music, like,
well,
we always played good music.
Good
so that
him.
Is one thing. But it's the only thing.
Good
it's
for him.
The only thing for me.
Yeah.
So.
I got nothing for me.
And it's Leroy being quiet for me.
Actually, yeah. Now I have nothing to talk about for me.
Yeah, maybe we should take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Because we need to recharge.
Recharge.
We need to...
Record.
Get our mind
recording. Push the button. Record. That's a reference. Press the button and then record.
Is he Swedish or Dutch?
Record. He's our cousin. I don't know. You just made that.
Push the button.
Yeah, push the button. And then that was the same tape that Booker got on there and said, 2020, hours ago, I wanna be sedated. A 5-year-old Booker. Nothing to do, nowhere to go home.
He sang the whole thing.
I wanna be sedated. No. Then he went, bam, 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 bam. I wanna be sedated. Bam, 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 bam. I wanna be sedated. And then he
wow.
got off and he went, stopped.
Whoa.
And he got really mad when we called him out on it. It was like a tape of us just weird cousins and Booker recording on it.
A tape, what do they call them?
Cassette?
No, it was like one of those,
like
the purple one. It was like
a talk boy?
Yeah.
You're right. It was. And we used to record.
Those are cool.
Yeah, just speaking to them.
Do they still make toys like that?
Can we still order those little
they
tiny
have
cassettes?
No.
Tiny cassettes, though, that would be so fun.
Remember the little toys that you,
Nanomies?
The viewfinders that
ooh,
you would put
yeah.
the pictures in? And
Mama,
click,
Mama
click.
Always had those at her house.
Mom used to have a, at our house,
Disney
we had a ton
ones.
Of them.
Old
a ton of
Disney.
Phoebe had a shit ton of
shoot.
Them. We'll edit that out. Birdie had a shit ton
Birdie
of them.
Had a shit ton of them in her play closet. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, those were the dates.
She also used to have a really nice, when I was younger, like, McDonald's place set up in that room, and she had
she
all
she still
of the
does.
Toys. It's not out anymore, I don't think, is it?
In the sunroom, yeah.
That was a fun toy. I had Hopscotch Heather, remember her?
Yeah, a little bit. Ooh, remember that mermaid that went, oh.
Yeah, that's why I sing that song all the time.
That was mine. I used to play her in the bathtub, and I gave it to Phoebe.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
That I thought that was from The Little Mermaid.
I mean, it's the same tune. She's singing the same tune.
Oh, okay. But it
was kind
little,
of a riboff because it wasn't Little
it wasn't
Mermaid
little,
toy.
Oh.
But she was singing the same.
I know which mermaid you're talking about. She had the little, like, Christmas
blonde hair and
on studs, her tail.
And he pressed her belly button and it went, ah.
I love that song. Ah.
Wow, that's a song I should play on the cello for me. I gotta get a beer for me.
Okay, I gotta push pause for me. Goodbye, guys. We'll see you later. So, when I woke up, hey, everybody.
Hey, sorry, we had to just start. Sometimes we have to just start.
Sometimes we just have to get into it. I was telling her, I had this really fucked dream the other night. And, okay, I was telling her, okay, look, I have lots of dreams. Very vivid dreams, all the time. All the time. It's nothing new to have a very vivid, realistic dream. But this one was just different. And it was like, it was so detailed. Okay. What great details. It was, okay, how do I start?
You tell me. You were just telling me about
it. It's a recurring dream.
It's a recurring, you said it's very scary, the scariest you've ever had. And that mom
other times it's more just like an anxious kind of dream. Like it makes me uncomfortable and it's anxious, but it's not ever this scary. This time the scenario was a lot scarier. Okay. But it's this dream where I'm leaving somebody's house and I'm trying to get to my car. But you know how when you put two different sides of a magnet together, it like pushes apart? Mm-hmm. That's what's happening between me and the car. I'm trying to get to the car and I'm like being pushed.
That's not good.
This way. I can't get to the car because I can't walk. Like yes. I'm being pushed. By
transportation myself. Issues.
Yes. Like, I'm like, yeah. In my dream, I'm like walking like this and I can't do
I
it.
Have that a lot.
So that was happening. And I'm trying to remember now what else was going on.
You said
on.
It was the scariest thing.
I was leaving. This time it was a person that I... It's a person from high school. Like a random person from high school. A guy that I never talked to. But I was at his house.
Ew.
And it got real weird. And like they didn't have like furniture.
He was dangerous?
They didn't have like food. No, it was just weird. He wasn't... He never did anything to me. It was just super weird. And then I gotta let it come back to me. And then
you have to close your eyes sometimes.
Yeah, maybe I do. Then Dad was there. And Dad knew these people. And then it was like this guy and his family. And then it was like his family was there too. And I was like spending the night for some reason. Like,
who I guess, was he?
I don't want to say his name.
Don't put that. He's a real person?
Yeah, he's a real person. I've hung out. I will say this. I hung out with a girl. I don't know, earlier this, beginning of this year or like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to her house, she hung out with this guy. So I've hung out with him like
who
once or twice.
It?
I can't say his name. Hello.
But do I know?
On the podcast.
I know, but.
No, you don't know him.
Okay, anyway.
But I have hung out with him once or twice.
So what about him in your dream?
I was at his house. It was his house. And it was like a weird kind of dark house.
Well, don't go to his house probably.
I mean, I would never go to his house. It's not my friend. It's not someone that I know. It's just...
Okay, so anyway.
So, you're distracting me now. You asked weird questions.
Sorry, I have concerns.
That was a weird question. Now I'm off track.
You were at his house.
I was at his house, and Dad was there. And my dad was, like, not paying attention to me. And he was, like, hanging out with all these people, and there was, like, a garage. We were, like, in a garage. But for some reason, I had to leave. I had to go all of a sudden.
You don't remember
why? I was getting
why?
Freaked. Something about the house was freaking me out. And I can't remember what it was now, but it was super freaky. And then this boy's girlfriend was there, and she was super freaky looking. She looked like a little mole rat.
Ew.
And was like, they were like cuddled up on the couch together. And I was like, I gotta get out of here. Like, I got to go home. It was like the middle of the night. I think
got to go.
There might have been weird drug things happening. I don't know.
What?
It was
and Dad was in the garage the whole time?
Yeah, it was just a weird situation. But then all of a sudden, Dad disappeared. Dad wasn't there
anymore. I hate when that happens in dreams.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Dad's
all of a sudden, you're like, where's my safety net?
Dad's not part of the dream
bitch.
Anymore. Like, I don't know where he went, but he's not part of the
you're
dream
anymore. You're not there anymore? I hate when that happens.
Yeah. So...
So then what?
So then I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out. I gotta get the fuck out. I was
but
panicked.
Then your magnet card.
All of a sudden I was really panicked.
Ew,
I was really
I hate
super
that
panicked.
Feeling. But what made you feel like that?
I don't know. Then I was trying to get to the car. Then I finally, after like minutes, it seems like minutes of trying to get in the car, just like being pushed against nothing. Like it feels so real though. That's the whole thing. Remember that part.
Yes.
This dream feels like really yeah, in real life. I when know. I woke up from it for a second, I had to sit because real that. Life didn't feel real. Like, the dream that. Felt more real. So I was fucked up. So, but I finally got to the car. I started army crawling. I'm on the ground. And I was like crawling like this, like very slowly. Cause like I had to like get you under get the magnetism. The magnet. I had to like yeah. get under the magnet. And
what did the car look like?
At first it was my Jeep. And then it switched to Dad's car. But then when I was driving, it was my Jeep again. So I finally got in and started driving. And I'm driving on real roads.
Okay.
Like real road, like back roads that road. I know that yes. I drive on. And I'm driving on them. It's not like a flash of me driving.
No, I know.
Like, I'm actively driving.
Yeah.
It's like minutes, it feels like.
No, I get it.
Like, I'm driving home.
It's very realistic. Right, yeah.
I finally get home.
Yeah.
Then when I get out of the car, I can't get to the door.
Again?
I cannot get inside.
Another magnet?
What
is the magnet?
I can't get inside. I'm like this. I just cannot. And then I finally get it somehow. I probably army crawled inside too.
Oh my goodness.
And then I started talking to Mom and I was like, telling Mom, like, Mom, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. And then, and now I remember, demons. It was demons.
Ew!
It was demons.
Ew!
It was demons.
What do you mean?
At the end of the dream, now I remember, I was starting to tell Mom, there were these demons keeping me from getting to my car. You guys don't understand.
Oh my gosh.
And I called Dad, my dad on the phone. So Dad was listening now, and I was telling Mom, like, you don't get it. I couldn't get to the car. I know this sounds crazy. I know this sounds super fake, but something evil was keeping me from getting to the car, and I think that it's like attached to me. Something evil was just
ew,
like,
get it off of you. Let's save you tonight. I have,
and then I woke up.
Wow, we're saging Linda.
But like, I fully experienced this weird house.
This house?
No. Like this house in the dream, I experienced a weird
house.
What
did it look like?
It was like a lower, like one level house.
They say whenever you dream about houses, it's like your psyche. Like, so if you're in the basement, like, you're in the basement of your psyche. If you're in the top level, like, you're in some weird shit. But,
so it's one level. What does that mean?
I don't know. Basement but, levels? Like, your house is a metaphor for your brain, like, your mentality, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, your soul. Like, the time that I had been spooked, somebody was trying to get in my house. And it was not a good thing.
Yeah, I've been spooked before, like, that, too. Like, with a...
But the house was the metaphor, yeah. It's fucked.
But, so then I woke up, and it took me a few minutes. This was the... And I know
some people will argue it's facial paralysis.
I know it doesn't sound scary. I get that.
No, it is fucking scary to me.
It doesn't... It's not like
I've been there, though. No. I know what you mean.
It's not like I'm being chased. It's like... It's not really scary, but it's like... It was the scariest
thing I've ever had. Demons are scary, okay? Because
it felt so real.
Listen here, Linda. Demons?
But I didn't see any demons.
Doesn't matter. If but you I felt them.
I felt them.
They're there.
Cold,
and that's
like pushing me
gain,
away.
Mm-mm. That's getting scary.
The psychic did tell me that I had a negative energy attached to me still. Two seconds.
We're going to save you tonight.
I think it's going to take a lot more than staging. That's the problem.
Well, that's your mentality. But...
Well, I mean, I have to do the whole rose fucking bath thing.
You don't have to do that. You can just sage your ass and be good.
What if it's really something bad?
Shut the front door.
That's what my dream is telling me. What else
Stop.
Does it mean?
Stop it.
Decipher it then. What does it mean?
It can mean a lot of things. I have a lot of anxious dreams about transportation. It's anxiety dreams.
But I'm not really anxious about anything.
Doesn't matter. I am super anxious right now, and I haven't been having these dreams, surprisingly. Excuse me, but I do have them, like... Something goes wrong. I'm trying to get somewhere and I can't for some reason.
Yeah, me too. But
like tickets
I have
and
those
buses
from time
and
to time.
Planes and trains and automobiles.
Sometimes it's scary.
Yeah, sometimes it's awfully scary. And
this was the most scary though. That's what's weird.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, why now?
Sage your ass.
Why is it happening now?
Well, maybe your mentality is opening up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe the veil is thin right now.
Like my third eye veil.
No,
third eye blind.
The kind of. Like, the veil of spirit world and real world.
Oh, shit. It's spooky time.
It's spooky time, yeah.
Maybe I should play with it.
Do you want to turn the ghost app on? We need my trap. Where's my trap phone? I can't find it.
Oh my god.
I really need to find my trap phone for real because I want to record a couple
things. Hey, Allie. Allie's here.
Hi, Allie.
We were just talking about a really crazy dream, and now we're gonna ghost hunt.
But I need my
trap phone.
I need my trap phone. I can't find it. I think it's in my closet.
Should I pause the podcast?
We're paused.
Should I pause the podcast?
Yeah, pause it.
All right, everybody.
We got
a
good time. We'll be right back.
I am typing so many numbers that are not your password, and I know what your password is, but I'm not.
Don't announce it, please.
I'm not typing right now. Oh, sorry. We're gonna have to edit. Goodbye. Hey guys.
We're back. Before we talk about ghosts, I gotta tell you this little wife's tale about snake remedies. So I heard, it was told to me as like an old farmer's tale. But if you really want to get rid of your snakes in your farmhouses, you sacrifice to something.
Like an animal?
No. Well, kind of, yes.
Like a mouse?
Ew. No. Like, not a living animal. You get an old piece of leather. Mm. It was suggested to me to find, like, an old pair of leather shoes. Or, like, a leather purse. Or a leather jacket. I would never do that with a leather jacket.
Yeah, like, but what the fuck?
Something old and leathery that you don't want anymore.
Old and leathery, like...
My skin.
My president.
My president? Damn. My 7th grade Spanish teacher... she used to talk about killing cats all the time. Maybe she's got some cat hides. Ooh, that's not leather.
I don't think counts as leather.
Okay, so anyway, we're getting off track. You get an old piece of leather, a lot of it, and, well, depending on how many snakes you have. Of course, my dog is hugging me as I'm trying to eat it.
Yeah, let's not actually do this. Goodbye, Leroy.
But,
you need to chill.
You burn it.
The leather?
Yeah, you burn it. You let it smolder, you put it out, obviously, make sure it's not still burning, and then you, like, take the burnt-ass old leather, and you put it, you stuff it, you cut it up, and you stuff it where the snakes are, and apparently snakes hate the smell of burnt leather, and they'll, like, exodus.
What if they're all over the place? How many pieces of leather do you need?
A lot of leather.
Where we can really kill some cows, and I know just the person.
They don't kill them around here, I don't think, though.
Well, I'm just saying, if you needed a cow killed, you know who to go to.
I do, but
the guy, leather?
The serial killer from No Country for Old Men.
You
haven't seen it!
I won't watch that.
You need to watch it. It's a book. Will you read the book?
I'll
read the book.
I read books. I'll buy the book.
I go on hikes. I have the book on, what's it called? Kindle.
I'll listen to the book for sure.
I don't know if I have it on. I think I do have it on an audiobook. I can share it with you. Anyway.
I deleted audiobook. Anyways.
Okay. It's called Audible, but did I say audiobook?
Yeah, I think you did.
Whatever. Anyway, burnt leather snake remedy. Do you want to try it? I don't know. We need like a pair of old boots or something.
I don't have anything that's leather.
That's what I'm saying.
Leather.
I have leather, but not that I'm going
actually,
to burn.
You know that jacket I have that looks like it's like fur on the inside. Fur on the inside. Leather on the outside.
You got ice cream pajama?
Like, it's brown and tan.
Don't burn that.
No, but I'm saying, is that real leather?
I feel like that's suede. Is suede leather? Listeners?
No, I think it's like fake leather. Uh-oh. Oh my god, guys. Oh girl, I can't answer right now.
Who is it? The G?
The T.
Ooh!
I can't answer.
Oh my god!
Sorry guys, okay. I'm missing out on some big tea for you guys.
Damn it. Well, keep her on standby, because we're going to update y'all on the ghosts. And then we're going to give you some more tea.
I'm just going to tell her I'm doing something weird. I can't talk right now.
It's like going to be like 10 minutes. We have a 10-minute ghost update. Maybe not even. We did turn on the ghost app and let it play.
I need to put this on mute. What am I doing?
We let it play in the ghostiest room, and it immediately started popping off. So Linda's going to replay it. Read it in the order it came, and we're going to talk about it real quick.
Okay.
It was pretty ghosty.
So we're done talking about everything else?
Well, for now. We're going to come back to it if we can remember.
I already forgot what we were talking about, but...
Me too.
Okay. The ghosts. The first session was...
Oh, the tea. We were talking about the tea.
Oh my god. Guys, I'm
missing... We'll come back to the tea.
A lot of tea. We can't talk about it.
I know. Go.
But there is tea. The first three words for the first session, they don't matter. Should I just go to the third? No,
skip to the...
We put it on our third try?
I put it... Sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
Go ahead, because I don't know what to call that room.
I call it the mushroom room.
Me too. Okay.
Because there one time was mushrooms growing out of the wall. The chimney that connects to that wall is like literally 300 years old. So, yeah. That room's got weird... stuff. Closets and closets and jugs that I haven't touched. But anyway, I put it in the, because my dog, Leroy, he always...
He's making noise right now. You can hear him.
Yeah, you can hear him.
I mean, it's not his fault. We don't have any other options anyways.
Okay. Leroy always gets spooked out. Like, that room is around the corner from where we're sitting right now. So, like, you turn a corner, it's like almost a ramp. You get on, like, down into a different area of the upstairs. And that room is the very first door you see. Mm-hmm. And Leroy oftentimes will, like, run around and, like, kind of act like he's spooked. Like,
yeah.
Like, he'll do that, like, swerve thing. Like, yeah. Where he'll kind of stop in his tracks. So, anyway, that night we were getting ghosty vibes. And we put it on the stair. This is not the same night, by the way. We went to sleep after that. We were both like ghosted out.
That. We're talking in past tense right now, and they think that this is like the same night.
You're guys, right. It's not the same night.
It's not the same
not
night.
Not tonight. Hello.
We couldn't it's finish our that night.
Motto.
We got tired.
We got tonight. Too tired.
So it's a new night, but anyway.
Too tired, man. It's also energetically exhausting when you're dealing with ghosts sometimes, okay?
Yeah, so we went to bed. Good night.
Anyway, we're coming back to it now. I like blocked it out of my memory until tonight, but we're back. Not tonight. But so yeah, I did put it on the stair. It's like a step down that room. Like you step down like one step really.
Okay.
And then you go into the room and takes a turn. It's a huge room and I don't have any furniture or anything in there. So I put the ghost app on the first step and immediately it said priest. Yeah. Okay, what did it say after that?
I'm gonna say it like how he says it.
Yeah, he does talk like
Defense
that.
List. No, it's more like...
Defense list.
Not talk like this.
No.
It's more like...
So he said priest, list. Like right off the bat before it was even out of my hand. And immediately I was like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out. You say your piece. But I had, like, after that, I ditched it. And I closed the door.
Piece, priest.
And we came out, and I came back out into the... pod room with Linda, and then it said defense list, and then what?
Bed.
Okay.
And bed.
Then bed.
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 Brittany. It didn't say Brittany. It did say that. Oh my god! Can I tell this really quick? One time in the house where I used to live, this is funny. I used to live in a really tiny house. It was like 700 square feet. It was like a little log cabin. It was fucking tiny, and no matter where you were, you could hear everything. So the person I lived with at the time was really not, it was like 11 o'clock, 11:30 maybe on a school night. I had the ghost up on because I had gotten a vibe. I did not realize that, I thought my stove was haunted.
Oh yeah.
So I set the ghost app on top of the stove. Not realizing that it was still connected to Bluetooth speaker, which was super, super fucking loud, like on 100. And the person I was living with came out of the bedroom. I mean, you could hear it anyway. You can't avoid it. But as soon as he, like, turned the corner to the kitchen, it said, Brittany. like so loud, and it like lit up the whole house. Brittany, he jumped. That's like the only time I ever saw him jump. Like, he was so spooked. Brittany, and he was like, "Can we not do that right now?" So I turned it off. But it says a couple things after that. But anyway.
Oh my god, that's
so
the best.
It said bed, and then what?
Surgeon.
Surgeon.
Oh, and then it said Jonathan. I don't know what that's all about. It said Jonathan. So I came back in here and talked to Linda for a minute, and then when I came back to pick it up, it said Jonathan, like, right before I picked it up. And then I brought it back.
Okay. Well, that to me sounds like a story. Jonathan was obviously in the bed. He was defenseless. There was a surgeon there because he was sick or something. And there was a priest there because he was praying that he would stay alive or some shit. Or maybe there was some, like, ghosty shit. I don't know.
Well, no, when you're about to die, a priest comes.
Okay. That's what happened.
Okay. I don't know why it happened in that room, but...
Maybe that was the place to be. That was the room.
I mean, that is...
That was their bedroom.
That's one of the oldest rooms in the house.
Is it? I thought for a second it was one of the newer ones.
No, I thought that too because of the way the floor is, but no. It's, that room is actually the only upstairs room that's original, like, 1700s. Those two rooms, the blue room.
Wow, so it makes perfect sense.
Those two are still old as shit, too. They're, like, early 1800s.
I'm glad that we stay out of that room. Really? We should.
If that's their respect,
room. Yeah, that's their room. Hey, that's your room.
But the original structure, this house has, like, been added on a couple times, but the original, like, log home was the kitchen, the dining room, and that upstairs. And I think the staircase was right here. But I put
the staircase.
We can't talk about the staircase. But anyway, that show. But the ghost app, I put it in the closet the other night where I think the old staircase was, and there's not a peep. So that's good.
The bedroom, though. We should, whenever you want to get ghosty, you should sage that room like once a week.
Yeah, mushrooms grew out of the wall one time, y'all.
It's a sign. That room has some shit attached to it.
And that is the one room when I first looked at this place before I moved here, when it was totally empty. That was the one room that I got a weird vibe from, and that was the room where the closet opened on itself. Mm. And that is the one room where the door opened
by
itself.
That's the one room I got a weird vibe from, too.
I don't get a bad vibe, necessarily, but yeah. I think... Listen.
Just weird.
This place is old.
I'm getting spooked.
It was like before Revolutionary War.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
So it could be Revolutionary, it could be Civil War. It's also like major Civil War area, so like it could be anything. This place could have been a hospital at one point during a war, and we don't even know about it.
What do you think they were doing here during the Civil Rights Movement?
Not a whole lot. Schmuffin?
Shit.
Good point. I'm not sure on that.
A lot of real country people.
Actually, I mean, there were a lot of prominent people that lived here like that were like, not to say they were, I don't know what they were.
Hey, but Leroy, some you were can't like, do this. You're not allowed to
like
do this.
Justices and judges and.
Wow.
Wow. What great detail. Senators, I think.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, so what's next on the ghost map? I wish my dog would shut
up. It wasn't interesting after that.
No, there was one more session where I said it back.
Religion. Niece. Calendar. Lawrence.
Sometimes it just makes observations. I think we were probably talking about our niece or something. But yeah, what? Religion. Stop it! Religion and Satan.
Satan? Oh my god, no. He didn't say that this time.
Niece.
Yeah, go outside.
Lawrence. I don't know who Lawrence is.
Lawrence.
I actually heard him say that.
Look, okay, we have to talk to our dog. Out. Hold on. Yeah, we are, I guess. Or we can leave it. But, hey, we have to have a talk right now, me and you. You aren't allowed to do this when we're working. We're working right now? No.
You're
not allowed to do that. No.
About to lose your job, Leroy.
You're about to lose your job, for real. Do you understand?
Why are you detaining me?
Seriously though, why are you detaining me?
Get this dance. You about to lose your job. Okay,
do you get it?
Okay. Get this dance.
Anyways.
So I said Lawrence. And then...
That was it.
Stop it. All right. I think you should give your other update.
Yeah, we need to get this over with because this Leroy is about to lose his job, which is about to make me lose our job.
Yeah, he really pisses me off.
I think people will understand.
I'm like in the water cooler right now.
People will understand like
I'm feelings like talking about to my dogs. Friends. Like, my dog is pissing me off, y'all.
Like he clearly has a problem with attention.
Deficit and hyperactivity disorder.
But he needs attention on him as well. Which he's is like, being get a grip. Not... You're being really... No. Oh my God.
That's enough, young man.
I've had enough. Like,
he's putting his paw problem? On my lap.
He'll put his face on your phone if you're holding the phone in your hand. He's so, like, in your fucking aura. Dude.
You know what happened? The pandemic. I spent, like, literally 6 months not leaving this house with him all day, every day, and I gave him way too much attention, and he can't deal with not having constant attention.
We need to get
attention.
Another dog, then, or a cat.
I know. I want another dog so
A cat
bad.
Will keep him occupied all day, because he'll just constantly be wanting to fuck with it.
It needs to be a cat that's cool, though.
Yeah.
If it's a cat that doesn't want to fuck with him, then it's worth... Well, it's not worthless, because it maybe will kill the mice and snakes, but... yeah, I think I need a dog, but dogs are expensive.
Yeah, really expensive, so we can't do that.
But he really needs a friend.
Yeah, maybe like maybe get a chicken or a
maybe
sheep.
Maybe y'all can support our podcast.
Get a
we
sheep
do have
from
a support
your friend.
A lamb. Sheep?
A lamb.
No. I'm not bringing a sheep in yet.
No, not inside, but to like have out.
No.
Like where you could take Leroy to like say hi to him.
That's weird.
Sheeps and dogs get along great. I'm
He'll
serious.
Probably try to push them around.
You're right. All right, you're good, but seriously, we're losing our job. All right, anyways, I have an update for you guys again. Maybe I shouldn't. Should I even talk about it at this point?
Why?
Doesn't even matter. I'll just say this. Should I, though? Because I'm pretty sure she might listen.
I mean, you're going to publish this tomorrow, so maybe we should wait now that I think about it for, like, 7 more days. Because of something. So we're just going to... Wow, that was a big tease. But
7 more days.
So we need 7 more days, okay? So next Friday we'll give you the real update.
No, because it still won't be after then.
Well, whenever.
Well, in 2 weeks you'll know.
Something is happening.
I'm interested.
Also, Mars and Mercury are in retrograde until November 13th.
The full moon is in Aries right now, I think.
Is it tonight?
Yeah, and I didn't put my crystals out because I'm not home.
I gotta get my crystals.
I can do it tomorrow night. It has the same energy for 48 hours. It's fine.
It does, but I need to do it. I've been slacking on my pimping.
Yeah, for real.
Wow. Okay, well, that was your ghost update, y'all. Can y'all, like, talk to us? like, send us your ghost stories. I've got plenty of ghost stories, but I'm not going to tell them if y'all are interested. So, send us
yours. We should have a poll. Psych. We need to connect with our listeners overseas. Fuck America.
We have
have Russian listeners. So, like, we really need to get them to answer a poll somehow, but I don't know how to do that. How do we connect with them?
Your boy, Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't think we're allowed to connect with Russians over the internet.
Ask Zuckerberg. Dad? Dad texted.
I never texted
Linda
him.
Never texts our dad. Texted.
Wow.
Yeah, we do want to hear from y'all. We also are on Instagram and Twitter and all that bullshit. We also have a support page if y'all want to, like, put a little chips in for the mic. I almost said the microwave, the microphone.
A microwave, too. Or an oven.
No, we need a microphone first. Microphone checka. Oh, my God. Do you want to hear an interesting fact?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick trigger warning. We're about to talk about Jeffrey Dahmer and murder. So if you don't like that, maybe just skip like about two minutes or so. We get through it pretty fast. Okay, love you. Bye. It's kind of morbid. I learned it from my favorite murder today. That... What's his name? Cannibal?
Jeffrey
Dahmer. Is, like, the main suspect for Adam Walsh's murder.
I had never heard of this murder, so this was all new
to me. The guy from America's Most Wanted.
Who?
What's his name? Walsh. John Walsh.
His son?
Mm-hmm. That's why he started that show. Because his son was abducted from a mall.
They didn't talk about that at all in My Favorite Murder.
Today?
Yeah, did they?
Yeah, Georgia told the whole story.
I was zoning out in the beginning of her story,
oh,
so.
Oh, wow.
But.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that guy with the gray hair and the cool voice?
Yeah.
His son?
Yeah.
Got decapitated.
Well, it's, yeah. Well, I don't know. I actually don't believe that was the right identification. But, and now everything's missing. All the evidence is missing, but.
So nobody will ever know.
But yeah, they did identify. They did identify his decapitated head, but there's a lot of things that don't line up, like his teeth. He had two front teeth missing, and the head that they found had one tooth grown in. So, I don't know. But,
In our description for this episode, we should put the number mark where we talk about decapitation.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Trigger warning.
We can just say, like, true crime talk. So, if you're not into that, probably don't listen.
Yeah. Good call. What time is it?
Well, it's going to be edited.
It's going to be weird. Okay.
Let's just wait.
Yeah. But anyway, Jeffrey Dahmer, man. The Dahmer.
Yeah, well, I like that theory. I did like that theory, but I don't...
I didn't.
I'll keep it real with you. I don't really know. I get all of the serial killers confused. I don't really know what Jeffrey Dahmer's whole deal is.
Oh my God, you don't?
I don't want to talk about it if it's what I think it is.
It's a lot.
He's the most fucked up one.
One of them.
Okay, well, I don't know if I can get it.
You know that Blind Melon song? About Edwin?
Wearing your skin and stuff. Yeah,
very similar.
I love that song. What is that song called?
Make a shoehorn out of your skin. I forget what is it called?
I don't know. He's playing that funky little kazoo.
Kazoo.
Oh my God! What is that song called? What is it called? I can just look it up.
I cannot get Leroy off of me, man.
That is my favorite. It's not my favorite. My favorite Blind Melon song.
This is a song about Ed Gein.
It is a Verdi.
He's a really good fella, you know. And then he starts playing the kazoo. Ow!
Stop it. Leroy, you can't
I'm ruining do this. The podcast.
Well, we can cut that part out.
No.
Yeah, we can. Bro, what is it called? What album is it on?
It's on Soup. I could find it faster than
Skin.
Skin. Duh.
Well, you better be careful because you're going to make a lot of noise right now.
All right. We're going to go listen to Blind Melon.
Fuck this.
Leroy is being too bad. We
okay,
tried.
Yeah,
okay?
We have to end it here because we just
we tried. We love you. This episode's already like an hour and a half.
We just fucked up big time.
We love you. We fucked
Let's
up.
Not cut. Let's not cut. Let's not cut.
Sometimes
leave it.
We fuck up.
Just
guess
leave
what?
It.
The world is on fire.
Just leave it because you know what?
What's
did you guys watch that
happen?
Debate?
Nothing else worse can happen, Mom.
Good
night. Nothing else worse can happen. Good
We're
night.
We're about to go eat some ham and pineapple pizza, so I don't know about you, but get the ranch.
That is not my password.
That's my password.
I got ranch.
Get the ranch.
Brenda got the ranch after like 6 months of no ranch. The Ken Steakhouse version.
I hate that version because it pours
Get
out.
It pours out too
it
fast.
It pours out instead of squirting out.
Whatever. It was only $2.99.
I know. Dad got it,
it
too.
It tastes the best. It tastes like buttermilk.
It does.
It's way better than Hidden Valley.
Oh my God. Hidden Valley is like fake ranch, I think, now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've tried, but I don't like how it
it's
pours out.
It's turning into like squeezy like yogurt.
Oh God!
Yogurt?
Yeah.
It's turning into weight, like squirt out mayonnaise. Like no.
It's like that green.
I
ketchup.
I need some buttermilk.
Like green ketchup.
Ew! I need buttermilk ranch.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. I love you.
Oh,
bye.
I'm also about to go another condiment. I'm about to go eat some Doritos with queso.
Ooh.
Taco Bell queso. Taco Ooh. Bell queso. Mild.
Mild?
Yeah, that's all they had.
Or what about Doritos with ketchup?
Hold on. Doritos with cream cheese.
Cream cheese, motherfucker. It is so good with cream cheese. If y'all have never tried a Dorito with a cream cheese, do yourself a flavor.
Or the Lay's regular potato chips with cream cheese. Oh, my God. Best. It's the best meal.
Sour cream onion ruffles with cream cheese. Or ketchup.
Or ketchup.
Yeah, the literal best. You know what? The purple Doritos with cream cheese. That is my actual favorite.
Oh my God, we need to put in a trigger warning for this too, because some people are like, hate ketchup. Some people
they're gonna have to lose their job.
Like, I know a few people that like have like despise ketchup.
I have problems with hot tomatoes, but I don't.
I think I
with ketchup.
I like hot tomatoes when they're shaped like, you know what I mean?
Roma, like, shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking, I don't like sliced tomatoes hot on a sandwich. Mm-mm, bullshit, get off my sandwich.
Today, I had a quarter pounder with tomatoes on it.
Hot?
The tomatoes weren't hot, but the sandwich was hot, so it was kind of gross. I like wanted to take them off, but then I would have taken off all the lettuce and mayonnaise and stuff. And I got mayonnaise on it, too.
I love mayonnaise, but have you ever...
People, trigger warning, I like mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise. Have you ever...
all the condiments.
All the condiments. Have you ever accidentally heated up a burger with the tomato on it?
Oh, my God.
It's the worst. It gets so hot. It's the worst burger. Why am I talking like this?
It gets so hot.
I fucking hate it.
Oh, man.
Fuck you, miss. I said puck. Puck tomatoes, dude. But I do like ketchup. A lot. All right, we have to go.
What is this turned into?
We love condiments and ketchup. And I like mustard.
Oh, my God. What a weird episode this is. I hope people listen to it.
We got listeners in Russia. New Zealand.
We just lost all of them, probably.
Flanders.
They're probably so annoyed right now. Like,
well, guess like, what?
I don't care. Whatever.
This is us. We love you. If you don't love us,
man.
Whatever.
All right. Good night.
I guess I'm gonna say good night for you guys, actually. It's a good night for me.
It's the fucking Russian listeners for me.
Take it or leave it for me. If you don't like it, you can leave.
We might not even publish it for me, but we will.
What?
We will. No, I'm just kidding.
Love it or leave it.
No.
Love it or list it.
We're going to list it. That was a joke. We're going to list it.
We're going to love it.
We're going to list it Friday morning. Get ready.
Goodbye.
And this is Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
I hate that song.
All right, bye.
Bye.